Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report, actually episode number 13. This is July 27th, 2022, and let's go over a few of the things I always put out prior to starting my shows, or our show, should I say. First off, the show is hosted by myself. I'm Roger Landry. And I am the founder and the managing director of the Liberty Beacon Project, and it is co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. And since he co-hosts and produces it, that pretty much makes him about the most important person on this show. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in an increasingly forbidding country. In other words, these are things that they really don't want us to do. Now, every week when I say that, I know it's not a pleasant way to start a show, but today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, the reason, the very reason for Eagle's Eye Report. This air shows live on Shake and Wake Radio, and our thanks to Andy for that, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio, and our appreciation to both of those platforms as well. How are you today, Stephen?
A little bit ragged, but I'm here. A little bit tired.
You may be even more ragged when I get done with today's show. He's chuckling, ladies and gentlemen, but he already knows what the show's about. And believe me, the chuckle was as in, I know what you're talking about, Roger. All right. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truths, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion or being, I don't know, just kicked to the curb. And that's the sponsor of the show when we're talking about a platform, and that's TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com is part of the Liberty Beacon Project. We do have five news websites. TLB Talk, it rounds off the project with a social media website. The only thing that gets you kicked off TLB Talk is two things. One, if you're so arrogant or vulgar that nobody wants to listen to you and everybody blocks you out. And if there's nobody listening to you, you're probably not going to hang around. We do have a block button. But the one thing that'll get you kicked to the curb very quickly is doing things that are illegal. Because if you do things that are illegal, it's not just you that's going to get kicked to the curb. You'll probably bring the platform to its knees as well. If you don't think that government entities out there wouldn't do anything or love to see us do anything illegal, so they can take a conservative platform like TLB Talk to the ground, then you really haven't thought this through. But if you wish to talk, if you wish to learn, if you wish to be part of a community where you can both talk and learn, because if you've got something to say, there's already plenty of people there that would really like to listen to it, especially if you've done your homework. If you haven't, they're going to let you know. Okay? But it's not just a place where you go to teach. It's a place where you go to learn as well. Because just like you going there, because you feel you have some information that other people may benefit from, others go there for the same reason. There are already many groups. There are already many pages there. And the reason why I'm discussing it the way I am is because so many people are frustrated with either being shadow banned or, look, I can put a phenomenal article from the Liberty Beacon, which is our flagship website, onto Facebook and know for a fact that less than 100 people are going to see it. But a year ago, 10,000 people were seeing it, or 2 years ago. This is where we are today. So if you want a platform where you can talk and people will listen, where you can learn and people will talk, that is TLB Talk. So, and guess what? It's one of those places where if you are a conservative, it's not two strikes against you. And that is just, it really, really grabs me today. As much as the tyranny is that we see going around, the fact is still conservatives, if you stand out in a crowd and identify yourself as a conservative, the amount of pushback you're going to get is still absolutely insane, regardless of all the tyranny we are literally swimming and drowning in. Now, we're going to get into our show today, and the lead up, the reason why I had to be as, I don't know, as prolific as I was with this lead up, is what we're going to talk about today is actually in your face. It is something that is so malevolent that it's beyond what most of you would even consider. As a matter of fact, the science, which is something, this is basically what I did for a living. Roger worked for the military industrial complex for 22 years, and he was on nuclear submarines as both an electronics technician and a sonar technician for 8 more years. So for 3 decades, 30 years, I worked within the realm of issues we're going to discuss today. Do I bring some, I don't know, is this something that I know things about? Do I bring some expertise to this discussion? I absolutely do, which is why I felt it was absolutely germane to what everything that's going on around us today, that people are made aware of this. Some of you have been, but I'm going to dive into this because it's something, again, I don't want the hour to go away with me just jabbering here. I want to get you into topic, but we're going to start it off today with one of the smaller components in what I'm going to discuss. I'm going to do an update on COVID vaccines, and then we will go into the main topic. But it's important, and anybody who doesn't understand the massive damage being done to humanity globally by a vaccine that isn't a vaccine, and let's start it off with that. Most of you have heard me say this before. For those who haven't, let me tell you that a COVID vaccine is anything but a vaccine, okay? When it is inconvenient, or when something doesn't work, or when something needs to be sold to you as something that will work, it is convenient for those who hold the reins of power to change the definition of it, all the way up until the COVID vaccines were stuck in your face. The definition of a vaccine was something you were given that enhanced the production of antibodies or troops to do what? These troops were set up to fight that enemy if it ever tried to breach the body. So you had a line of defense that was produced by the body, and it was produced by putting a small amount of that very virus into your body and allowing the antibodies to build, to form. So a vaccine, by definition, was something that prevented you from ever getting that virus into your body. And if you couldn't get it into your body because your antibodies, the troops would fight it off, then your body couldn't store it. And if your body couldn't store it, you couldn't transmit it. That's what the definition of a vaccine was. You can't get it, thus your body can't store it, thus you can't transmit it. That's not what it is today. We all know for a fact, if you look at Lord Fauci, yeah, I'm joking there, and you look at the director of the CDC, and you look at the director of the FDA, they are basically telling us today, well, we kind of knew that they wouldn't really, you know, keep you safe forever from COVID. We kind of knew that, you know, natural immunity was probably better. I can, and I will put articles in the article that's published every single week on Thursday after we do this show. I will put 2 articles in there with these people telling you these things. Oh, I guess we kind of knew that. I guess we kind of knew these vaccines wouldn't really work. But yet, you are being forced to take one of the most deadly vaccines, no, the most deadly vaccine ever put into humanity in the history of pharmaceuticals on this planet, when it doesn't work. For instance, why would you kick out military personnel for not taking a vaccine if you can still transmit the virus? Even if you're fully vaccinated, let me ask you a question. They tell you you're going to be in the tank. It is very close quarters. with several other individuals. So you need to be vaccinated to protect everybody in that tank. But Fauci and these two directors of these two health agencies have already stepped up to say you could still transmit it even after you're vaccinated. So I'm going to be vaccinated by pressure, by force, with the most deadly pharmaceutical on the planet so that I can't transmit it. But yet when I climb in that tank with those other people, I'm fully capable of transmitting it. Anybody out there who thinks Roger's exaggerating, Roger's lying, or Roger doesn't know what he's talking about, you better do some homework. Roger doesn't get this aggravated, and I get aggravated every time I do a show because these are the topics I talk about. Roger doesn't get this aggravated unless he absolutely knows what he's talking about. Tell me why today the majority of people dying from quote unquote COVID are either 3 or 4 times vaccinated. Tell me why the director of the CDC stepped up to say on a television show, well, you know, after you've had the 4th shot, it may be screwing with your, you know, with your antibodies, or your immune system may be, you know, hit a little bit, blah, blah, blah. There was a scientist in Italy who is a decorated scientist, globally renowned, who stepped up to say, if you've been vaccinated 3 times, you should probably go get tested by your doctor because you more than likely have AIDS. What he was referring to was VAIDS, which is vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency, which meant that your immune system was literally knocked to its knees and it may never recover. But then they're telling you that you need to get a second booster, a third booster. Are you listening? When the CDC says these things, when the CDC says these things don't work, when the CDC says you can still get it, your body can still store it, and you can still transmit it, you tell me why we're kicking people out of the military because they won't take a vaccine that doesn't work but will put their life in danger. Does this sound a little screwy to you? Because it really, I don't know, Steve, does this sound a little screwy to you?
Oh, come on, it's perfectly normal, Roger. Perfectly normal.
Not as normal as I am, right? Yeah,
right,
I got it.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's go on to a few other points, okay? What? Can anybody out there tell me why unrelated deaths are doubling in the highly vaccinated nations across the planet? No, I'm not joking. You heard what I just said. Unrelated deaths. What do they call unrelated deaths? Unrelated deaths are things that are not necessarily related to COVID. But we're looking at a massive increase in death that's almost twice what it was in average over the years 2015 to through 2019 or 2020, one of those two, I'm not exactly sure. But I know that it's an average, and we're looking at double that at this point. What's the only difference? The only difference is today there are massive drives to get people vaccinated, okay? And they are being vaccinated. All right. So any other points before I go into the main part here? Why are miscarriages, fetal deaths, and stillbirths soaring in the vaccinated? Not joking. Not joking. There was one test that was done, I believe almost 70, I think it was 71% of the pregnant women in the test either had one of those three. 71%. We also know for a fact that the sperm count is dropping off a cliff in men who are fully vaccinated. So now we're talking about infertility in females. We're talking about infertility in males. None of this happened prior to the COVID-19 vaccines. Let's talk about myocarditis. We've heard that over and over again. Do you think it's going away? No, it's increasing. Why aren't you hearing much about it? Because they know what a big problem it is. And once they realize something is that big a problem, what do? They give you a problem that's even bigger. They take your attention away. Door number one, door number two, door number three. As soon as you are familiar with what is behind door number one and you start to doubt it, they slam that door closed and they open another door with an even bigger oops behind it to totally distract you from the realizations you were coming to from door number one. Oh my goodness. You think that's what's happening here? So we're talking about heart issues. We're talking about young people with heart issues, dropping dead athletes, professional athletes on the field. Over 1,500 of them globally so far. Okay, we're talking about unrelated deaths at almost 100% increase. We're talking about miscarriages. We're talking about infertility. We're talking about all of this stuff is screaming up right now. There's absolutely no reason why all of the things that are happening today are happening at the same time, and all of them, the rapid increase only existed after the launching of the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, that's either the biggest coincidence in the history of humanity, or it's really worth looking into, isn't it? But for anybody who thinks that Roger's little update on the COVID vaccines is as bad as it's going to get today, it isn't. And what we're going to talk about includes the vaccines in a small portion. There are some scientists who have taken these vaccines and they have literally put them under the microscope and they have pulled out the different components they found within the vaccine, whether it's the spike protein, whether it is. And one of the components they found was graphene oxide. Graphene is a conductor. It will conduct. Okay? Just like aluminum conducts, just like steel conducts, just like iron conducts, graphene does as well. Why is there graphene in the vaccines? We're going to leave that right there. Okay? Because what we're going to talk about today is this. The name of the show is, and please listen to me, because this isn't being done for grandstanding. This is being done for fact. Genocide coming and going. That's the name of today's show. And I waited to say it until after I had told you what's happening with the vaccines. Now, most of what I told you about the vaccines, or a lot of it, you probably already knew. You may not have known it in the detail, but you knew that there were issues. You knew that there is a health problem globally because of these vaccines. You also knew that the largest amount of deaths and cripplings and horrible events are being caused in those who are fully vaccinated and boosted, not the unvaccinated. Today, the unvaccinated are probably the healthiest people on the planet. Not a joke, a fact. But yet, they're still being pushed to get a vaccine. Why? All right. So, genocide coming and going. I've already given you a quick update on the vaccines. But now, we move into more vital issues dealing with vaccines, geoengineering, and 5G. Been a long time since I've talked about geoengineering. Why? Because, again, door number one slammed closed, door number two opened up. You kind of forget about the bad things that you were talking about 2 or 3 years ago, and you talk about what's in your face today. But the thing is that geoengineering never left your face. 5G never left your face. It didn't. As a matter of fact, it's all part of the same scenario. Again, the title of the show is Genocide Coming and Going. In other words, it doesn't matter which way you turn, it's there. For anybody who doesn't understand what geoengineering is, okay, some of you might know it as chemtrails, whatever you wish to call it, aerial spraying. But geoengineering is where you have a beautiful sunny day. It's gorgeous. And you look up in the sky and you say, my God, this is nice. And then about 2 or 3 hours later, you start to notice that there are parallel lines forming in the sky. You know, every few degrees apart, you see another line, and then another line, and then another line. And then a little bit later, you see that they're going 90 degrees to it. So you got what looks like a tic-tac-toe board in your sky. Okay, and for all of the idiots out there that say that's natural, you are just that. You are an idiot. God does not make clouds in the form of tic-tac-toe boards. That's not the way clouds form. But you will see that. And then a couple of hours later, what has happened is that all of those lines have spread out and expanded, which is what they're intended to do, until that beautiful, gorgeous blue sky turns into a putrid gray. And I mean a putrid gray. You can't see past it. What is the composition of what they just sprayed into your sky that has expanded to cover your entire sky? What is it? Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of things in there. Okay, there's strontium, there's barium, but what is the biggest component? Because none of these are good. But the biggest component in geoengineering or chemtrails is small parts, they call them nano-sized particles of aluminum. Now, why would you be spraying metric tons of nano-sized particles of aluminum into the upper atmosphere? Well, when asked that, what we have been told in the past is that we do this so that these tiny particles of aluminum, since they're so small, they have a very good hang time, will reflect sunlight and cool the earth below them. The only problem with that is global warming is bullcrap. It is. And there's a lot of proof for that. So if global warming is bullcrap, and I really don't need to reflect the sunlight away from the earth, there has to be another reason for putting all of these tiny, itty bitty little pieces of aluminum in your sky. And for all of you who say, but it's way up there, what's it going to do to me? Stop and think about it. Anything with mass will eventually settle to the lowest point in a gravity well. I don't care if a piece of aluminum is the size of a bowling ball or if it's a nano-sized particle of aluminum. It may get kicked around in the wind or whatever, but it will eventually settle to the earth. And the amount of time it takes it to come down and hit the earth is quite a while. And the hang time, even in the area where you breathe, is quite a while. And these are nano-sized particles of aluminum. So when you breathe them in, it's not like you're choking because you're breathing in sawdust. Your lungs don't know the difference. They are nano-sized particles. They are very small. But hold on a minute. These are alien to the body. They're alien particles. And I don't mean from outer space. I mean, they're not what your body's used to using or used to having there. So it may, via the bloodstream, get to certain parts of your body. And it does. These particles do. But the one place they have a lot of trouble getting to, if they can get there at all, is to the brain. Why? Because you have a blood-to-brain barrier. Have you ever noticed how the United States and all of your first world nations, every one of their major population centers has fluoridated water? And even if you manage to get it out, what we found is that a couple of years later, you go back and it's back there again. They just never told you. Now, we have all been told that the reason why that fluoride is in your water is because this stuff's poisonous and it's a byproduct of making aluminum and a couple of other things. And so if, you know, they literally sell it to the cities, you know, to put it in their water so that they don't have to get rid of it the normal way, which would cost them 2.5 to 3 times the amount. Okay. So we've been told that it's a little bit sleight of hand, but we've also been told that the fluoride, listen to me, is good for your teeth. And that's the whole thing. They put it in the toothpaste. They put it in all these things that, oh, it's so good for you, except that fluoride is a neurotoxin. It is. But that's not bad enough. It's not bad enough that the stuff they're putting in your drinking water is a neurotoxin. What makes it even worse is that fluoride opens the blood-to-brain barrier and allows the things that should never get into your brain, which is the most sensitive organ in your body, into your brain. What were we talking about? We were talking about nano-sized particles of aluminum, which now they've thrown the door open. Come on in. And these nano-sized particles of aluminum flood into the brain. Let me give you a hint on how bad this is for your brain. And this isn't as bad as it gets, but it's bad enough. If you do a little research, you will find out that Alzheimer's has been around for, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 years. How long has geoengineering been going on? I don't know, maybe 30, 40 years. If you stop and consider what I just said, okay, then you figure Alzheimer's may have some kind of a connection. I can prove that. How can I prove that? Because they have done cross sections on the brains of many people who have died from Alzheimer's. And guess what is common to all of them, or damn near all of them? It is these brains suffer a much higher level of aluminum than should ever be there. What does aluminum do? Not only is the fluoride a neurotoxin, but the aluminum literally destroys the synapses between brain cells. How do you think? You think by sending a signal via the synapses from one cell to the next. This is how you form a thought. This is how the brain works. But if you saturate the brain with nano-sized particles of aluminum, which destroy the synapses between the cells, pretty soon you can't remember how much one and one is, can you? Oh, gee, Alzheimer's, anybody? Roger's not joking. Steve, how long before a break?
Well,
I got to breathe.
About a minute if you want it, or you can take it right now or whatever.
Oh, let's take it right now, because when we come back, it gets worse.
Okay.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody, I really did need to take a breath. And again, when I tell you it gets worse, I'm not joking. We started out with vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines, which are already a huge pox on humanity beyond anything you can even imagine. Then we went and explained what fluoride's been doing to us for how long now? And geoengineering, what's it been doing? Okay, dementia, Alzheimer's, that many people losing the ability to think okay, is not just a coincidence. It's not a disease. When you do a cross-section and you find the massive amounts of aluminum in the brain, it should scream to everybody. And that stuff that's being sprayed in the sky should have been stopped a long time ago, except I can look outside right now, and I am, and I can see it. And you probably can see it too. But let's take it to the next level, okay? Graphene in vaccines, including COVID vaccines. Yeah, I told you that that has the ability to conduct. The microwave frequency spectrum is usually defined as a range between 1 gigahertz and 300 gigahertz. That is the frequency of microwaves. The microwave oven you use is 2.45 gigahertz. Listen to what I just said. Microwave ovens operate at a frequency of 2.45 gigahertz. Have you ever, by mistake, left a fork or a spoon or something, you were stirring something in the microwave, you opened it up, you stirred it, and you left the spoon or the fork in there, you shut it and you turned it back on, and all hell breaks loose in that microwave. You've got metal sitting in that microwave and sparks are coming off all over the place, and you're hearing pop, 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 and you're seeing these flashes, and oh my God, and you open the door up and you take that thing out as fast as you can. Now that's happening at a frequency of 2.45 gigahertz. Now remember, there's a reason I told you that, okay? 5G, the frequency of 5G is not 2.4 gigahertz. It's 28 to 39 gigahertz. In other words, it's almost, well, it's in fact more than 10 times the frequency. I'm going to tell you that the higher the frequencies, the more damage that can be done by those frequencies. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. Okay? But there's also something else. In a microwave that's a small, confined space, and you are literally pouring that 2.45 gigahertz down on directly on whatever is sitting right below those emitters. So what does it do? It cooks. It cooks. All right. We've got 5G. It's 28 to 39 gigahertz, but it's not 2 inches over your head. Okay. If you stop to consider, it may be a mile away, or it may be on the building across the street, or a lot of them are on office buildings, government buildings, and schoolhouses. Remember, I said that. But they're not right above your head. But the frequency is a lot higher, which makes it more dangerous. Now, the one thing you have to understand is if I want 5G, I have to have a lot more transmitters and receivers. Why? Because it's such a high frequency. Low frequencies go very far. High frequencies go less far. Really high frequencies like microwaves don't go far at all. So what you need is you need every quarter of a mile or whatever, you need another transmitter slash receiver. And if you go to main, to these housing areas or these in rural areas, or you go to these crowded cities, what you find out is that these 5G transmitter slash receivers are everywhere. And they have to be. They have to be because without about 10 times more, and that's a random figure, I'm not exactly sure it's 10 times more than 4G. Well, without a heck of a lot more transmitter slash receivers, you're not going to have the same reception or transmission ability, especially in areas that have a lot of buildings and stuff that may be in the way. So what you end up with, since it's such a high frequency, is a lot transmitters and receivers. Okay, This is where Roger's expertise comes in. I'm going to tell you right now that if I have two transmitters and receivers, I can't really focus a beam. I really can't. I don't have the ability because I don't have enough elements to do that. I just don't. All right. But if I've got hundreds of them, then I can do two things. I can make a phased array from which I can make a focused beam. Now, what I'm telling you right now is not a joke. I did this for a living. I did it both via the air, such as radar, and underwater via sonar. Now, it's basically the same thing with sonar, okay? You transmit sound underwater, and the more hydrophones you have, you can form a steerable beam, okay? You literally can, but you need a lot of hydrophones, and most submarines have a lot of hydrophones. So basically, the same thing applies whether you're doing it in the air with radar or something like that, or you're doing it under the water with sonar. So if you understand this and you understand what I'm telling you, 5G has a massive amount, especially in highly populated or densely populated areas, of receivers and transmitters. With this, you can form a phased array, and via a phased array, you can form a steerable beam. I'm not joking. This is an absolute fact. They've been doing this for 50, 60, 70 years. It's not new technology. But what you can do with it, maybe. Because I just got done telling you, and everybody's wondering, well, why was Roger talking so much about geoengineering and all this aluminum coming down? Sure, we got the bit about, you know, it gets in your brain and you get Alzheimer's and stuff. But how does that pretty much apply to the rest of this? When I'm talking about, okay, a phased array, or I'm talking about the ability to steer a beam, why would I do that? And if I did it, what would I expect? I asked you what would happen if you put a fork or a knife or a spoon, a metal one, into a microwave and turned it on. That thing's going to heat up so fast, it's going to start to pop all over the place. That's what it does. And that's only 2.4 gigahertz. We're up around 30 gigahertz now. Okay, that's 5G. And now I have hundreds of small localized receivers / transmitters that I can use to form a phased array. And from that, I can actually make a steerable beam. Not a joke. And how do you make a steerable beam? You lower the output of this of this receiver transmitter a little bit. You raise this one up a little bit. And if you've got a computer program, you can tweak each and every one of those receivers / transmitters to the point where they are putting out just enough so you are steering a beam. Would that be tough to do without a computer? Yes, it would. But hell, we've got that technology and we've had that for 20, 30 years already too. So now we have a steerable beam that's at about 30 gigahertz. And now we have enough hydrophones, I'm going back to the hydrophones. That's what sound, enough receivers / transmitters. We have enough of those to make this steerable beam. And we have enough to combine all of those together to make a pretty strong beam. What am I going to do with it? Well, let me ask you a question. If your head is full of aluminum and I steer that beam onto your head, what do you think is going to happen? Now, the first thing you're going to ask is, well, how do I know it's you and how do I know it's on your head? I have two questions for you, okay? How many of you have a cell phone? And how many of you have it turned on so that you can, or people can tell exactly where you are, or you can tell exactly where you are? In other words, it's transmitting your location on a continuous basis. And even if you don't think it is, there are apps on your phone that you buy that turn that on, and they don't tell you it turns it on. if you read deep enough on page 37 in the maybes or the what ifs, you may see it. Your location is pretty much known to everybody, especially those who would be looking for you. So now I have the ability to locate you. You have a brain full of aluminum or graphene, and I have a steerable 30 gigahertz microwave beam that I can put right on your freaking head. Let me ask you a question. How long do you think it would take for that beam to raise the temperature of your brain about 5 degrees, at which point your brain will just shut down? It doesn't cook it, but your brain is not made to operate in that temperature range. It will shut down. And once your brain shuts down, they shut the beam off. Your brain cools down relatively quickly, but you're already dead. And who do you think's going to know what killed you? Who? And now we've got 6G coming down the road. What is 6G? 6G is 95 gigahertz and up. The ability of that to destroy living tissue, if it's focused long enough or in the same place, would be even 2 to 3 times what you can do with 5G. But it's going to require even more transmitters and receivers because the frequency is 3 times as high. So it's going to take probably 2 to 3 times as many transmitters and receivers. But once you've got that 6G system set up, and again, mostly in heavily populated areas, once you've got it set up, the ability to focus on you, and you're probably going to have a chip inserted in you by then, which is going to make all of this just so easy, it's insane. But we're talking about the ability to focus about 100 gigahertz frequency right on your brain with the accuracy of within 6 inches. Because 5G was accurate. There's a lot of transmitters and receivers. There have to be. It's a high frequency. But 6G is 3 times higher. So you need a lot more transmitters and receivers. And with a lot more transmitters and receivers, the accuracy of that steerable beam is immensely more. This is what we're looking at, people. Everything I just told you is not a joke. It isn't. So if you think that the worst thing that could possibly happen to humanity right now is the vaccine, you're right. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. You're absolutely right. Because the entire globe damn near has been vaccinated, and the amount of debt that's causing is mind-boggling. And the amount of people being crippled for life, having, I don't know, just literally keeling over from the effects of the vaccine, the side effects, is mind-bending. And everything that you see exploding around you, that's door number 3. Door number 1 closed. We got stuck in door number 2. That's what I've been talking about. Door number 2 closes because we're starting to realize what's going on. Door number 3 opens up. What we're looking at right now are the ability to, 1, kill you with a vaccine or cripple you for life or make you totally infertile, male or female, which means there ain't going to be a lot of babies. And that's already being seen all across the planet in the most vaccinated countries. Infertility is screaming up along with death. But at the same time, they also have the ability, if you are in their face too much and you've been breathing and you haven't been chelating these metals from your body on a regular basis, they also have the ability to take you out. Now, let's take that. Well, first off, Steve, anything to say about this at this point before I give the wrap up on this?
No, you can go ahead.
I warned you about this, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know, anybody go ahead.
But what a lot of people don't talk about is actually what's going to come. It's worse. The Chinese and the Russians.
Yeah.
And the North Koreans. Yep. And whomever else they ally with.
And that may just very well be the start of a nuclear war, in which case I'm wasting my breath on all of this, aren't I? It's not going to take a whole lot of big bangs to screw the entire planet up for 10,000 years.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay? So they're going to do just about anything they can to avoid a large nuclear exchange. But who knows? If people get desperate enough, they just may push those buttons. But anyway, what we're talking about here is you have the ability now to, via the vaccines, to cause infertility, to cause stillbirths, to cause unnatural births to the point where the baby's born dead still. I mean, what do they call them? Instantaneous abortions or spontaneous abortions. All of these things are now within the realm of possibility to the point where they're being seen all the time. We're seeing athletes dropping dead, okay, all over the planet while they are in competition. We are seeing all of this happening, and
world-class athletes.
Yes, world-class athletes in the best of health. And but again, the one thing that nobody's been talking about, and I gave this exact same talk 3 years ago, or close to it. The only thing that was missing from this talk back then was not vaccines, because there have been vaccines with graphene in them before. What was missing was the COVID-19 and the amount of damage it was doing. So let's take this to the last step, okay? I've got 5G covering most of the globe, okay? And that's going to be a few years. It isn't at this point, but let's say we've got 5G up and running and covering most of the globe, and 4G is pretty much ancient history now. And we're at the point where we're starting to get 6G put out, all right? So everywhere you go in any type of a area that's heavily populated, it's going to be pretty much saturated with 5G and soon 6G signals. Okay. Also, you're going to be taking regular boosters. Also, you look up in the sky, if you think they're going to stop geoengineering and you're going to stop breathing aluminum, that's not going to happen. Okay, it is going to continue, especially now. Listen to me, especially now. What they're saying is we're all going to die from global warming and climate change. So now they've got an excuse to not only keep the aerial spraying up the geoengineering, but to increase it on a massive level. So what you're going to see is that the aluminum level in your body and in your brain may even double. So I told you that right now they have the ability to steer a beam onto you and pretty much cook your brain. And I don't mean fry it to the point where it literally, when they open your head up, it looks cooked, but to raise the temperature of your brain enough that it shuts down, and then they let it cool back down. What do you suppose is going to happen when the 5G build out is complete, when the 6G build out is well into it, what's going to happen with that? And they have, I don't know, absolutely every excuse in the world now to increase the geoengineering above you and force you to get another booster every 3 to 4 months. What you are looking at is you will have everything in your body that these 5G and 6G frequencies need to do the slow cook. You will be living in a soup of 5 and 6G transmissions. This is why so many people fought back against 5G. It's causing cancer in certain areas. The amount of cancer has tripled or quadrupled in areas where the 5G is sitting on buildings across the street, on school buildings, so on and so forth. We're going to see that go up by magnitudes. Now, you've got a brain full of aluminum, or, you know, whatever you have in your brain that's conductive, and you are living in a soup of transmission, microwave transmission. Again, it's not 2 inches or 3 inches or 6 inches above you so that it cooks you, but over a given amount of time, especially if you have no relief from it, if you live in that soup 24/7, you are going to see fatalities, cancers, Alzheimer's, all of this is going to go up at an exponential rate, and it already is. It's not a when, it's how much more. Take a look at the increase in Alzheimer's. Take a look at the increase of brain cancers. Take a look at the increase of, and it's not just your brain it's going to mess up. That aluminum will also concentrate in your joints. It'll also concentrate in your organs. Okay? And again, under a constant onslaught of frequencies, they don't have to steer it at you. When there's that much in just saturating your surroundings, then it reaches a point where it may not kill you in 5 minutes, like steering a beam onto your brain will. It may not kill you in 5 minutes, but what's it going to do to you over 5 years of constant exposure? And when we are talking about the steerable beams, everybody knows that they are pushing for you to get a chip implanted in your body. Whether it's so you can, I don't know, spend your money, whether it's so a doctor can monitor you if you've been sick, whether it's so if you have COVID-19, your COVID-19 shots or not, it's a pass, whether or not there is a push globally, even by the WHO, to get each and every one of us microchipped. Well, let me explain something to you. They'll still have the ability to steer a beam onto your cabeza and make it caliente. That's your head and hot. And if you've got a chip in your body, then they don't have to rely on their phone anymore, do they? They don't. There is a reason for each and everything that's being done. None of this needs to be done. But if you stand back in the theater and you realize there's door number one, door number two, door number three, and they're all in the same theater and it's all owned by the same people, then it starts to make sense. I spent my life working on this technology. It's what I did, not for these purposes. But if you don't think I can't see how this fits, you didn't spend the 30 years I did. And would I be this angry, and would I be throwing this out this way, willing for anybody to check my everything, anything I've said? Poke a hole in it if you can. And I will return information. It'll make you go, oops, I'm sorry, Roger. I guess I was wrong. Nothing I have told you today is beyond capability. That technology exists today. It existed 10 years ago. It existed even better 5 years ago when 5G started slamming out. And it exists really good now. And when 6G rolls out like a big dog, it will be perfect. Then you want control? Then you want science fiction? Hey, this guy has been doing nothing but talking bad about the government. He's got people ready to do an uprial. He's got people ready to, I mean, they're going to formulate downtown. They're going to have a riot. And the next thing you know, someone says, okay, take him out. And they focus a beam and Roger's gone. Nothing I just told you is impossible today. Nothing. That technology exists. And if I can think of this, how many other people have been working inside the Department of Defense and the military industrial complex since I left 25 years ago? How many? Well, no, 22 years ago. I left in 2000. None of this is a joke, people. So if you think the vaccines are the only thing they hold over your head, the vaccines are the big hitter. They need something to clean up. Clean up on aisle two. They can't get rid of all of us, but they have to be able to control all of us, especially what's left. Because what's left isn't going to be happy about what went on around them. But if what's left realizes that your time on this planet is determined by those who are either pleased with you or not pleased with you, that's what I'm saying. You want a science fiction book? I just gave you one, except it's not a science fiction book. It's science reality. This is the world you live in today. Do you think I like doing this show? I got to tell you something. I have bad dreams. I have nightmares about what I just told you. Because I'm going to tell you something else. With the mouth I've got and the things that I talk about, how far up the list do you think I am? But you know what? I'm going to be here next week, and I will be on RBN on Sunday, and I'll be here next Wednesday, and I'll be talking about things that these people are doing that are evil every single day. I'll be 68 in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be talking about this every single day until I die naturally or they decide I'm too much. And anybody thinks I'm grandstanding with that, I'm not. Ask Steve, my co-host. How many times have I told you that, Steve?
Far too many.
Yep. Okay. So we've got about 4 minutes left. You want to put anything in on this, Steve?
No. No, we just need to keep pumping the message out there. That's all we can do. I will say something else. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people on social media getting to the point about their families, disowning them, wanting to put them into institutions. It's only going to get worse.
I come from a family of 6 kids and one that was pretty much adopted. And nobody talks to me today. They don't talk to me today because they're under the impression that if they don't make waves, life will be good for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask, I wish right now I could ask them all a question. What's the price of gas doing for you? What's the price of food doing for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your ability to go places or not go places doing for you? Right now, the WEF, Klaus Schwab, is ranting and railing. Their next step is to make sure that all private ownerships of vehicles goes away. In other words, you won't be allowed to own a car. You will have to use public transportation. That way you can save the planet. Nobody, whether it's electric or not, because you got to charge an electric car. Okay, which is not green. You got to charge an electric car. So he is literally, and the WEF is pushing to get rid of all private transportation. When you do that, you have localized population. A localized population is much more easier to control. If you can't escape the soup of 5G, if you cannot escape the ability of them to ensure you're vaccinated every other month. If you can't escape these high population areas, the ability to control you goes up by factors. If you can escape, if you can get in your car and drive away, you're a whole lot harder to control. That's the next step. Well, how long will you be allowed to own a car? Okay, real quick. We started with vaccines. We went into 5G. We went into geoengineering. We went into steerable beams and focused beams, okay, or phased arrays. And we're ending up with pretty soon you won't be able to drive a car because if I can keep you in a confined area, it's that much easier for me to control you. And if control means making you go bye-bye forever, how hard would it be if you were in your car traveling? It would be a whole lot harder that way than if they knew exactly where you were every single day because you can't leave. Or if you can leave, you're at the mercy of public transportation, which is under their control to start with. If you think I'm kidding about Klaus Schwab and private vehicles, please go online and Google that or whatever, Bing it, whatever you want to use. Yeah, Klaus Schwab and private transportation, private vehicles. They want to do away with all of them. All right, I think we're done, right, Steve?
Yes, we are.
Everybody listen up. I really appreciate you. I hope you take away from this what I intended you to. And please, doesn't mean don't live. It just means you better get ready and you better start pushing back. Have a great week.